It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. As Jews celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, Shavuot in Hebrew, they mark the giving of the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That was given at Mount Sinai when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Two of our broadcast partners today told us of the activities surrounding this feast. More on that in just a moment. In addition to the report on Shavuot, there were conversations where we discussed other events that have happened this last week and will set the stage for events to happen in the future. Colonel Bob McGinnis in Washington, D.C., talked to us about the outcome of the NATO summit in Chicago and also about the summit in Baghdad looking at the Iranian nuclear situation. And then we brought to your attention Vladimir Putin, the new president of Russia, taking complete control of Russia at this time politically. David Dolan was in Jerusalem. He talked to us about the evening where the Jewish people will be studying the Torah all night long on Feast of Pentecost. He gave us insight on the Egyptian presidential election with the runoff elections coming up in the middle of June, and talked about the Syrian situation, which is getting worse by the moment. Dr. Rob Congdon looked at the European Union. And in fact, what's going on there, they're getting ready to install some very hard restrictions on the economic situation in the Eurozone. They must resolve the Euro crisis, or it's going to be trouble all across the world. That came report from Dr. Rob Congdon. Well, these reports were very important as we look at current events in light of Bible prophecy. Listen to these broadcasts and these conversations again if you would like to, and you might get some further insight. And be sure to tell a friend that they can listen to the conversations. All they have to do is go to prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it at your convenience. That's prophecytoday.com at PTRN. We report the news, geopolitical events, to help you understand that these activities are helping set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Well, the celebration of Pentecost is a reminder of the giving of the law, the Torah, first five books of the Bible, by God to the Jewish people. That's found in Exodus chapter 20 and following, including the book of Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Pentecost, Shavuot, is the fourth of the seven Jewish feasts, and it's the fourth of the spring feast. These feasts are all found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. Each of the feasts has a historic, agricultural, and prophetic significance. Let's just look at Pentecost, or Shavuot, just for a moment. It was set up to be the feast where all of the Jewish people were to go up to Jerusalem, especially the men. They had to report it's one of the pilgrim feasts. There are three of those, Passover, Pentecost, and Feast of Tabernacles. But they were to bring the first fruits of their wheat harvest to the temple as well. This wheat harvest was to be grown, and they were to bring the first fruits of their wheat harvest up to the temple. By the way, you study the scripture, and you'll see that in the book of Exodus, chapter 19 and verse 1, it says, in the third month. That would give them just that 50 days from the Passover beginning there in Exodus chapter 12 until the time that they would get the Torah. And that's the giving of the first five books of the Old Testament. They were there at Mount Sinai. So much of the Torah is prophetic. Think about that with me just a moment. The Abrahamic covenant, that was given in Genesis chapter 15, guaranteeing that there would be a Jewish nation forever. That promise was given to Abraham. He was also to receive the land covenant. Now, that's found in Deuteronomy chapter 30. The Jewish people will get a piece of real estate 10 times what they have today. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, and actually verse 37, it says the Jews will be dispersed to the four corners of the earth. That happened in 70 AD. In fact, there's a monument to the fulfillment of that prophecy. It's the Arch of Titus in the city of Rome. And the Bible tells us in the Torah, Deuteronomy 7, verses 6 to 8, that the Jewish people are God's chosen people. He didn't choose them because they were special. He chose them because he loved them, the same reason he chooses you and me. By the way, you know, all the Jewish feasts will be fulfilled by the person of Jesus Christ. The first four feasts, the spring feast, Passover, Jesus Christ was crucified on Passover, Matthew 27. He was buried on unleavened bread, that's also Matthew chapter 27, on first fruits, John chapter 20. That would be the day of the resurrection, and first fruits was to happen on Sunday after Passover. Then 50 days later, another Sunday, that would be Pentecost, and the fourth of the Jewish feast would be the time when the Holy Spirit would come and baptize the Christians into the body of Christ. That happened there in Jerusalem, Acts chapter 2. The last three feasts will be fulfilled as well by Jesus Christ in the proper day sequences. On Feast of Trumpets, Jesus Christ will come back. On the Day of Atonement, he walks into the temple, and on Tabernacles, the kingdom will begin. You see, the next feast to be fulfilled by Jesus Christ is the Feast of Trumpets. That's Matthew. Now, that's not the rapture of the church, it's the second coming. Matthew chapter 24, verses 30 and 31, Jesus said, "Here's a sign, you'll see me coming in the clouds back to the earth." And then he turns to the angel and says, "Blow the trumpet and call for all the Jews to be gathered from all the four corners of the earth and even into heaven." The Feast of Trumpets will be fulfilled at the second coming of Jesus Christ. On Yom Kippur, Jesus walks into the temple, Book of Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 to 28. And then Tabernacles, Matthew chapter 17, is the kingdom. By the way, Feast of Trumpets up next. What about all the signs indicating that could happen at any moment? The preparations for the Antichrist, an alignment of the nations around this world to go against Israel, the arrangements for the temple, and the authority of Babylon, which is where the Antichrist will rule and reign over a one-world economic system. All of these indicators are telling us that that Feast of Trumpets is about to happen, the second coming. But remember, 7 years before that, the rapture of the church takes place. And with everything we've talked about on this broadcast today, you have to know the rapture is soon. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...